The Call, a desperate plea for a temporary stop in the fighting, which has seen hundreds of thousands killed and even more people displaced, has gone unanswered. So says United Nations Syrian Humanitarian Coordinator Ali Al-Zatari, describing an increase in violence as some of the worst fighting of the entire conflict. The UN says, since the appeal was made on February the 6th, they've seen an increase in civilian deaths and injuries, displacement and destruction of infrastructure, including medical facilities. The situation now threatens to go up another notch, with Israel launching its heaviest airstrikes against Iranian targets in Syria. European Union spokesperson Maya Kocianchich has called for calm in the region.
We are following the situation very closely, and at the same time we urge the Syrian parties, their allies, as well as the regional actors to abide by the international law, to show restraint and to avoid actions that further escalate the situation and prolong the suffering of the Syrian civilians.
Around 80,000 people live in Jordan's Zaatari camp for Syrian refugees. Touring it on Monday, UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi expressed his sympathy for those stuck in the middle of the war. He added his voice to the calls for humanitarian ceasefire.
My thoughts go in particular to those people in Syria that are stuck in hard-to-reach areas, in besieged areas, in Eastern Ghouta, in Idlib and other places, because there is no access or limited access. One of the purposes of my visit to Syria, likewise the last time, was to talk to the government and ensure that wherever they can, access is granted, and the same message, of course, is passed to the opposition wherever they control. Civilians must be accessed by humanitarian organizations wherever they are.
Jordan currently hosts more than 650,000 Syrian refugees. Mr. Grandi is urging wealthy, developed nations to accept more of the vulnerable people who fled close to 8 years of fighting, pointing to the low numbers of them returning to their homeland.
It's a very small number. Why? Because people don't feel secure. And when you see the war becoming more and more complicated, with more and more actors involved, then you get more worried. This internationalization of the Syria war is what needs to be avoided, because it takes us further away from a solution.
Also visiting Jordan is US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson as part of a tour of the Middle East. The Syrian conflict will be high on his agenda. Alongside his Egyptian counterpart, Mr. Tillerson acknowledged the commitment of both nations to ending the crisis.
Foreign Minister Shukri and I also discussed Syria and how we can work together to reinforce the UN-led Geneva political process, which is the only political framework through which this conflict can be resolved. And Egypt has played a very important role in supporting dialogue between opposition representatives and the central government in Damascus.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.